1 second. Oh, oh. Oh my gosh. Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's that Upraj right there. That song. We actually made that song in Brazil.
That's on your Brazil trip?
We were on the bus driving to the favelas.
And you made guys, a song on the bus.
They made this song on the bus. The guy made the beat. He was just making the beat, and then Andy McKernis, he just started going, "Sala, suffer, I never forget." Because we see suffering.
Right.
In the favelas.
Oh, right. So you get.
He was like, "Sala, suffer, I never forget." It was dope.
When you were driving through the favelas, though, you had to have an escort, right?
We had. That's funny you say that.
You had a. Didn't you have to have?
We had, and if you watch the video, Gali, yep. Right? You Gali. See the guy.
Swag.
Yeah, you're gonna see the guy. He's a guy. He has on a blue T-shirt.
Okay.
In there. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to call him out. Uh-huh. Maybe I shouldn't even say anything.
Just talk about him.
But before you could go into these favelas, right. Which is the hood in Brazil.
Yeah. Just can't go to favelas.
Police can't even go in there.
No.
And so they had to have the guy who runs the favelas.
He was a shot caller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was the guy who actually had to give us the permission to film in their neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so he heard the song. He liked it. He was like, "Man, you know, let me get in there." So he actually came into the video.
Ooh.
And you can see him in the video. He had on a blue shirt. This is one of the top bosses in Rio. Not Rio. We were in Sao Paulo. One of the top bosses in Sao Paulo. He's in the Gali video.
And you know, those guys don't like being seen, OC.
Man, listen. Listen. They had the guys on the roof.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? And you're looking and you're like, because you see this stuff in movies. Mm-hmm. You see this in films and this was real. Like, we were like, yo, we are actually in the slums of Brazil shooting a video with the actual people who control the favelas. It was crazy.
You know, in an area like that where obviously it's pretty rough.
Yeah.
Did you feel safe?
The thing is, oddly enough, because of where I come from, like, I feel normal in those kinds of environments. Like, I really do. Like, I've never claimed to be like some big tough guy or anything like that, but I feel comfortable in those kind of environments. Like, I just feel at home. So I wasn't afraid. I didn't feel like anything was going to happen. They're just people. If you don't go looking for trouble, usually you're not going to find any trouble. If you're respectful, you understand the environment you're in, you don't. And then on top of that, you know, sometimes a lot of these guys, they look at you and they can see in your eyes. You know?
Quickly.
They can see in your eyes, you know, where you're from. And so it's just a mutual understanding. And the guy kept on saying, he was like, I'm really happy that you're showing where we come from to the world. Because he kept on saying it in Portuguese. He was like, I'm so happy that you're showing where we come from to the world. And so he was appreciative of that. It was crazy.
It's funny how this podcast rolls, right? We just go. Yep. We have an idea of where we're headed, but we just go.
Yep.
So you just spark something in my mind. It's amazing, no matter where you are, if you know the rules, there's a level of comfort.
Yep.
And regardless of the situation, right? Knowing the rules, you're like, I get how I need to behave, conduct myself, all those things. Two kind of peoples in the world. You have the people that I always say, if you play a board game for the first time or a video game, you have people that are like, I'm just going to play it and figure it out.
Yep.
You got people that look at the rule book for a while. Mm-hmm. They dive into the rule book and they start playing, right?
They usually win.
And you could be a blend. I'm not saying you have to be one or two ways, but right. Yes, they spend the time in the rule book, right? Mm-hmm. Know the rules. And I just thought of that when you said that. I was like, man, when you think about this game we love, the NFL, some of the best coaches, what do they do?
Yep.
What do they tell you?
Man, they know.
They teach you the rules.
They know the rules.
They teach you the rules of how to do certain things, technique-wise, mm-hmm. what you can get away with, mm-hmm. that you understand the rules of the game and how it flows, yep. right? If you talk to anybody, we always mention his name, or any elite coach, but we'll say Belichick, anybody who's played for him always talks about how they understood situational football yep. rules. Hey, this is where we are. This is what's happening. You know, they had that nuance figured out.
Speaking of that, do you remember, I think it was last year, when Mike Vrabel knew something? They were playing New England, and Mike Vrabel knew something, and Belichick And Belichick was so mad.
Yes, he
used it against him.
Because it never used to happen to Belichick. He's always the one who gets over. Oh, my gosh. I totally remember. He's
like, so funny.
The student is flipped on the disciple. On the teacher. Well, the student is it. Man, I don't know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, you good.
You know where I was going.
I understood it clearly.
You
what
understood?
You were saying. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It just, I was in a moment right there.
That's okay.
I was in a moment. That's crazy, though, like, that you say that, though, in a situation, in an environment where, you know, it's challenging, dangerous.
Yeah.
The thing that made you comfortable, mm-hmm. you understood the rules.
Yeah, I know where they're from.
You understood the rules.
Clearly. I know clearly where these people are from. Clearly, I know where you're from.
Oh, man. We had, before we get going, yep. I have something here that's written down. We have passed 1 million listens.
A million?
We have passed.
You're kidding me.
No. This is written down. Either Simon's lying
a
to me.
A whole million.
Which he could do that.
It's possible.
Possible.
It's possible.
I'm not quite sure I can count on him all the time. But 1 million listens. Mm-hmm. Please. Our people.
That is incredible.
Keep subscribing. Keep reviewing. Like, this is why the NFL hasn't kicked us off, OC. Man. I had to whisper it.
You're right.
Because I think they're trying, but the 1 million listens isn't allowing it.
You know why?
Why?
Because we give the people what they want.
You got to give the people what they want.
You know?
What they want.
No matter what.
No matter what.
You give the people what they want.
You won't have to whisper.
This is something people don't understand.
Yeah.
You have to give the people what they want.
Know the rules.
If they demand this, you must give it to them, Jason.
Know the rules.
You must give it to them.
Let me tell you something I haven't given to the people.
Yep.
Some people want to know where you get these shirts from.
Mm.
But I haven't given the app up.
So
and you got this player sweater on.
Yeah.
It you know what it looks like?
Yep.
It looks like baby sheep. It looks something that like it looks like it feels so good.
Yeah.
This is socially distanced.
Yeah.
I can't feel it.
Yep.
But it looks luxurious.
Okay, good. And it's funny you would say that because
Baby sheep.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Baby sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very upset that a baby sheep had to suffer the consequences of
luxury. Oh, man.
But it's funny you would say that, and everything ties back into what you said before.
Mm.
A million listeners.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So if a million people have listened to this podcast.
And they have.
Right?
That's the word from Simon, untrustworthy word.
I would say maybe the first 50,000.
Mm-hmm.
The very first 50,000
mm-hmm.
would have heard a story I told.
Is that the sweater?
About a 2,000-pound sweater.
Oh, that's the sweater.
That I bought.
Oh, gosh.
And I said I was going to wear it on this show one time.
Yes.
And in honor of our 1 million listeners.
Man, your instinct is amazing.
I put it on.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll. I present to you the 2,000-pound
sweater. Ooh, it looks, I'm telling you, from here,
Can you see it?
It looks like somebody's whole paycheck has been woven into your skin.
Yeah.
It is that luxurious.
Yeah. And mind you, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I bought this sweater at a time before that Uber driver said, enjoy your life, Uber.
He would have loved that sweater.
Oh, I bought this sweater before he said that. Now, imagine how angry I was when that lady scanned the price.
Oh, the sickness.
I was like,
the sickness.
2,000 pounds? Are you kidding me?
You couldn't turn back because
DeMarcus was right there.
You.
He was right there. I was like,
you can't flinch in front of your fellas.
No.
Did I ever tell you about the time I got stuck with that bill in Vegas?
I don't think so. What happened?
Oh, man. Then we'll get to some football.
Okay.
In Vegas with a buddy of mine, a receiver. He was a guy like you that was on a different pay scale than I.
Gotcha. Okay?
So, Vegas, pool party.
Pool party.
Pool party in Vegas,
ooh.
Right? Cabana.
Ooh, daytime.
Yeah. Daytime cabana. Yeah. Hottest spot, right? I show up first.
Yep.
Put your car down, hold the table.
Just to hold the table.
Hold the table. Yep. My boy's coming later, OC. He's got the table. He's going to pay for the table.
Yep.
Put the car down.
Yep.
Boom. Action. You know what that means.
I do know what that means.
It moved fast. Okay?
Right away.
It moved fast.
Oh, my God.
Times were good.
Whew.
Great time.
Yes, sir.
NFL players.
Absolutely.
Off season.
Oh, yeah.
Things going fast.
They were going down.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I forget.
Okay.
To tell the people that hold your car,
yeah.
We're supposed to switch out.
To switch. Gotcha.
Right. I didn't know to switch.
Yep.
Things move fast.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
Pool party's over.
Mm.
Time to go. Mm. I don't have shoes.
Nope.
And I don't have a shirt.
Not at all.
Two things that if you don't have, you probably shouldn't be signing credit card receipts.
Gotcha.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I am.
Mm.
Sign it. Go back. Sleep.
Wow.
Wake up for dinner.
Yep.
Dinner. Think. I think, but I'm not sure. I think we split it. Not sure. Still,
how could you be sure?
Still not fully back from pool party.
Yeah.
Next day, wake up.
Mm.
Alert on the phone.
Oh, no.
I look.
Oh, no.
I see the price.
Mm.
Physically ill.
Did you throw up?
It was bad.
It got caught.
Yeah, it was bad. Ill, physically, depressed,
yep.
And in shock that my credit card worked.
It's not supposed to work.
How did it go for this?
Right.
I can't afford this.
Right.
Why did you allow this,
right.
Yep. Mr. Credit Card Company?
Yep.
You should know better. I'm in my mid-20s.
Doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Yeah.
You know my salary. I put it on the credit card application.
Yep. The one time it's not supposed to work, it works.
Yeah. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Call my buddy.
Mm.
Buddy, you're going to have to wire me X amount.
Mm.
Oh, or it's going to be big, big trouble. Buddy on the end of the line just starts laughing. And he goes, I was wondering when we were going to switch out our cars, but you were having such
you
a good time. You were the man. You were the man. I let you be the man. And he wired me the money on Monday.
Oh, man. That's all right,
sick.
Man. That's all right.
Yeah, sick.
It happens.
It happened.
Happens.
You know what else happened?
Tell me.
Mahomes versus hee-hee. Game of the week, OC. If you haven't seen Game of the Week, when OC said Lamar hee-hee. Jackson.
What is wrong with us, man?
I don't know. I almost couldn't fit. We're trying to film a show, and I'm trying to be all technical and break it down, and you go, hee-hee. I'm like, I don't even know how to do it.
Okay.
This game was amazing.
Yeah.
34 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City wins. Let's give it a little deep dive, because it was big. It was amazing.
Okay.
And you know football.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
So, first of all, let me keep it all the way 100%,
yeah.
Right? Usually I don't watch Monday Night Football. I usually wake up in the morning and watch it because
it's late.
I'm usually asleep by 9, 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
11 latest. I'm an old man. But for the past 2 weeks, I haven't been able to sleep.
Oh.
Because I have something wrong with my tooth.
Oh, yeah. True. I know about
and,
this.
And a shout out to Harley Street, where I go to see a dentist over there, who for 2 weeks, I've been 6 trips now, hasn't solved the problem. Shout out to them.
Special I've never seen a shout out to something that hasn't worked.
6 trips. I'm not exaggerating. 6 trips, Jason.
Shout out.
Shout out to Holly Street. Right. I got to leave here now, and I'm going to a different dentist because I'm finished. I'm finished with them. Done. But shout out to Holly Street. They think maybe because I'm a big guy, they're like, you know, you can deal with that.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. We're just going to keep just putting you through
different
pain.
Things.
Yeah.
I'm like, sir, I know what's wrong with this tooth. Please just. They're like, no. It can be the work we did. It's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
Shout
the
out
blame
to Holly
game.
Street. Yeah. So for the past 2 weeks, I haven't been sleeping properly. Because, you know, at night, if anybody's had a tooth, at night, that's when it really.
That's when it says, hello.
Yeah. So nighttime. So you guys have caught me in an especially bad mood this morning.
Team no sleep.
Especially bad mood. So, I went to sleep, and I woke up, like, must have been, like, around 12, just in agony. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what, boom, let me just watch this game. So I watched the entire game. Mm-hmm. I won't go so far as to say it was a good game. This was a shellacking. Mm-hmm.
Talk
this
about
was
it.
A beatdown. Right? The Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs clearly showed that they were a far superior team to the Baltimore Ravens in every way.
Yes.
Offensively, they moved the ball at will. Mm. Chunk plays, converting on third downs.
Mahomes, 10 out of 13 OC on
ridiculous.
Third downs.
He was doing whatever he wanted to out there. Andy Reid designing play calls. The genius of this man, offensively, on a different level.
Next level.
Shovel pass to the fullback, dump pass to the offensive tackle. You know what I mean? He was just doing
drawing really, stuff in the dirt.
Made Baltimore look stupid. Now, here's something that I think a lot of people aren't really understanding about the Kansas City Chiefs. Is our boy Spagnuolo.
Oh, Spags, defensive coordinator.
Defensively. Is for the past 10 games now, 12 games, defensively, these guys have been outstanding. And nobody's talking about them on defense. Everybody, it's all Kansas City. It's all Mahomes, Andy Reid, those receivers. Defensively, they are dominating people.
You're onto something.
Right?
Yes.
And so what I saw yesterday was a Kansas City team offensively that just beat up the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
And defensively, they had Lamar Jackson befuddled.
Yes. Yes.
Befuddled. You see, the problem with when you're playing against Baltimore and the style that they play, right? When you go up against an offense like Kansas City,
right,
that puts up points on you, right? Now your whole style of play changes
quickly.
You can't play that. You can't play that pound play. You can't do that.
You'd only got so much time in the game. Possessions matter, and you got to score fast. You got to keep up with them.
Can't do it. And this is the problem that Baltimore is always. They're always going to run into this.
Yes,
they're always going to run into this problem. You see, here's the thing, J-Bell. I think last year, when I said what I said about Baltimore and, Lamar Jackson, and I had people coming at my neck.
Yes, you did. Right? Yes, you did.
And here's the problem with that, Jason, is if you can't criticize
right
openly
right
and be truthful and honest with yourself – we all know this, like as athletes, right? say for instance, if I want to get better at something, right? Say for instance, the coach isn't playing me, mm-hmm. right? I can easily say,
which would be blasphemy, by the way.
Yeah, but I can easily say, yeah, he's coach. I can easily say that.
Yeah, that's
right?
easy. Mm-hmm.
But if I want to get better, I must first look at myself and be like, what am I doing wrong? You know, mm-hmm. where can I fix? What can I do to address my deficiencies? Mm-hmm. And once you do that, you progress, you get better.
Yeah.
Period.
True.
If you're not able to do that, Jason, there's no possible way you can get better. Mm. It's not possible. Doesn't happen. I said this, what I said last year about Lamar mm-hmm. and the Baltimore Ravens. OC, you're a coon. You're tap dancing, blah, blah, blah. Don't cut this out either, Simon. I don't want you to cut this out. Don't, please. OC, you're a tap dancer, blah, 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 blah. Because you can't openly and honestly criticize what you see. Mm. How many years have we been playing football, Jason? How many years have we been watching football?
Entire life.
Never seen this work before, long term. Never. Right? Because at some point, you're going to run into Kansas City or Tennessee. You're going to run into these teams that are going
to... You're going to have to outscore somebody.
When you're down. There's no avoiding it. And until you learn to do that, there's no way you're going to win the very big game. It just doesn't happen.
Would you say that, I totally understand what you're saying. Would you just say, it's like you love boxing, you love mm-hmm. fight sports. Some styles just don't match well. Right? Like some style of boxer, like they can beat everybody. Other opponent.
Yep.
But this style is their kryptonite. Is
and
that
gonna
what
run
it
into
is
it.
For? Is Kansas City's
yep.
approach mm-hmm. and style mm-hmm. Baltimore's kryptonite?
Not necessarily just Kansas City's mm-hmm. approach and style.
Who else can score like that? Who else is explosive like that?
You don't even need to, like, this is why Tennessee is a bad matchup for Baltimore.
They can play Baltimore's game.
They'll play your game.
And Tannehill will hit, and when he's firing, he'll hit that play-action pass off that back foot, and yeah. Yeah.
So it's not only going to be Kansas City, but Kansas City especially.
Yeah.
Because they're going to put you in a situation where you must score points
yeah.
in a hurry.
Yes.
And if you're just running the ball, play-action pass, run, you're not going to be able to match up long-term with these guys. These guys, they're running a track meet out there.
Yeah.
It's a basketball game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a basketball game.
It And to your point about Spags, Dave Merritt, who was our coach, he's a safeties coach, he taught me how to play safety yep. in a year. A great teacher. Sam Madison's over there. Won a Super Bowl with you.
Yep.
Great player, great coach, mm-hmm. great teacher. Mm-hmm. These guys are all – in the defensive backfield, right, with Spags. They've had experience with Spags. This is the second year in the defense. Mm-hmm. You know stuff starts clicking then.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, in the year two of Spags, if something else wouldn't have happened,
yep.
you got hurt, somebody yep. else got hurt, they might have won another,
won
Super,
another
Bowl,
Super Bowl.
Right?
Another
they were
Super Bowl.
Better that year as a defense.
Jason, you think they're just going to let you do that?
No. and they were like, hey, we're going to stop the run. They tackled better.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to let them run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have a safety like Tyrann Mathieu, and you really deep dived in this game, I mean, he's like you call, he's an eraser type of guy.
Yep.
He can play well at the line of scrimmage and back. So when you need to go and do certain things and deploy him as an asset to stop Lamar Jackson or whatever else you want to stop, you got that chess piece.
Jason, they're not going to let you do that.
And then you can score points in a flurry. Like, just give him, OC.
Jason.
In a flurry.
Jason.
Are they the best team in football?
Jason, there's real, those guys mean business, man.
Why are we scared in here? We know the rules, OC. We shouldn't be scared.
They mean business.
They do mean business.
They mean business.
They do.
What are you talking about?
They do mean business.
They got their families to feed.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, Jason, they will knock your head off and go home and sleep soundly.
No tooth pain.
like nothing even happened. Rocky IV, if he dies, he dies. This is...
Did you just Rocky IV me?
Bro, this is the environment. This is the environment we came up in. And it confuses me when, like, people who know this, they're still like, but maybe. No! Yeah,
No.
They're not going to let you do that.
No.
All right.
You need three things for everybody since we're really diving into this game, but there's just a lot of teaching points for the new fan and the old fan.
Mm.
Three things you need on offense. Three things to be successful. If I'm right, say I'm right. If I'm wrong, say I'm wrong. First thing is you need a play caller.
Yep.
You need an Andy Reid, one of the best play designers in football.
Yep. Been that way for 30 years.
Right?
Yep.
Second thing. You need a playmaker.
Yep.
Hopefully it's your quarterback.
Mm.
You know, you need a guy that's going to make plays. And you know what the third thing is?
Mm.
Protection.
Yep.
You gotta have either an offensive line or a guy so dynamic, like Patrick Mahomes, that he can protect himself.
Mm.
Think about what New England did when they didn't have an offensive line. Tom Brady, how do you adjust? He was spreading out, getting rid of the ball quick. The dude was like, I don't have the greatest offensive line.
Yep.
I'm going to beat you with my mind. I'm going to slow the game down to keep a guy like OC off my back.
Yep.
Throw the ball quick. They got these three things. Not at a decent NFL level. At a superior NFL level.
At the highest level.
And now you have a coordinator who is proven that has had another year in teaching his system with great players. I mean, when Chris Jones on the defensive line Clark are together.
Killing yesterday.
It overwhelms offensive lines. You put them on the same side. How are you going to block them?
Yeah. Very difficult.
You can't do it. So anyway, this team has showed me they have gotten better in this first quarter of the season more
tough.
Than anybody.
And you're gonna have to wake up real early in the morning. You're gonna have to wake up real early if you want to beat them, bro. You're gonna have to get up at 3 and go to the stadium. Otherwise, they're gonna lose. Don't get me wrong.
Right. It's a long season.
Somebody's gonna punch them in the mouth.
You're gonna wake up real early.
You're gonna have to get up early in the morning to defeat this football team. Very, very early.
Can we flip this a little bit?
Yep.
Cause I love this. I love what you're talking about. And let's go to the bottom of the barrel. We're at the top, right? Crabs crawling in a barrel, right? What team is at the bottom?
I think let's
talk about the difference between great and not great.
I think that the teams at the bottom, I want to go in on them right now, but I think we have to save that.
Okay.
Because we're really going to go in on them on Saturday.
We are, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
We
could chill. We could say that for the show.
Yeah, but obviously we know the teams. We know
at this point of the year, though, you can see. I mean, we always talk about this is the first quarter of the season. We'll come to a close next week.
Yeah, easy. You know. Obviously the Giants.
The Jets.
Both
teams in New York.
Yeah.
That's a hard place to suck, by the way.
That's not good.
They're so lucky
fans
aren't in the stands.
Yeah.
They boo – the fans in New York boo you.
Yeah, that's not good.
In your own stadium.
It's not a good place to lose.
No.
Not in New York.
No. Luckily, they can't go to dinner and stuff.
Yeah, I think they started going out.
Yeah, but they don't want to go out.
They probably shouldn't. They probably shouldn't.
If you lose in New York, you don't want to be seen out. They'll be like, why are you here?
They'll tell you.
Yeah, go home.
Yeah.
Go study.
Yeah.
Get up at 3 in the morning.
No, they'll tell you that. It's not even.
Nah. You're like not nothing. Accepted.
But like, what are you doing? That's why y'all suck. That's why you suck. You should go home. You're out here in the streets. You should be in your playbook. They'll tell you that. And there's nothing you can do. You'd be like, yeah, you know what? You have a good point.
I'm just going to get back in this cab.
I'm just going to go home now. You're right. New Yorkers, man, you got to love New York, man.
They let you know.
They keep it real.
I know. That's a tough place to play.
There's no better place to win, and there's no worse place to lose.
I know.
If you win in New York, you are – you know how you're literally a king.
Yeah.
It's not an exaggeration.
welcome you're to the top.
Yeah, you're a king. But if you lose, you are a peasant. You are actual peasants.
You got, don't come here
anymore. No, you're a peasant. They don't care nothing about you.
Can I have your top three teams?
Top three teams?
Yeah.
I'll have to go with Kansas City.
Okay.
I'll have to go with... I like Tennessee, but I don't like the way they've won.
Okay.
I think they've beaten some terrible teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to go with the Buffalo Bills.
Mm.
I think they've been really, really good. And yeah. I got to go with Seattle, although I'm not a big fan of their defense. So those would be my top three teams right now.
So what did you say Chiefs first?
Chiefs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you said Chiefs first.
Mm-hmm.
You said the Bills.
In no particular order.
Okay. So
but
Chiefs, Bills.
Bills and Seattle.
Seattle.
Yeah.
I can't challenge that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say for me, I take those three and I'm battling between the Packers.
Packers are
like
really good.
The Packers are up there. Those are my top four.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We've given up on Baltimore? No, let me take this back.
Top three.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that right now if Baltimore plays Buffalo. I'm not sure if Baltimore beats Buffalo right now. I'm just not sure.
Josh Allen is up for MVP.
I mean,
he's in the race.
And a lot of people forget about how good Buffalo's defense is. They play very well defensively.
They do, but they don't have to win games.
Right. They don't.
Like last year, they had to win games. They don't got to win games, OC.
No.
This dude is – Josh Allen is dropping dimes. His touch – we talked about him having that powerful arm, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't really have touch last year.
Mm-hmm.
Dude has got touch now.
Yeah.
And he's got, I mean, Stephon Diggs, Josh Brown running around here, Cole Beasley in the slot. Like, these dudes are just eating cats up. How do you cover all three of them?
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Let's see if he can maintain this all season.
I think from what I've seen, I'll say Buffalo is probably going to end up 11-5, maybe 12-4.
Okay.
They're going to lose some games, but they're going to be a top team.
OC?
Yep.
It's that time.
What time is it?
Ask OC.
Ask J-Bell.
Hashtag, I love this time.
Yep. Hey, guess what?
Tell me.
If we've had a million listeners, that means a million people have heard the uprise. I didn't even think about that. A million people have actually heard the uprise.
That's
anyway,
pretty
go
solid.
Ahead. Ask OC.
No, that means a lot, though.
It means something. It does.
The uprise is moving
yeah.
to bigger spaces, too. All
uprise
over.
Is on some.
Uprise is
we're on some other
game
stuff
of the
right
week.
Now. We're on some other stuff
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, let's not
yeah.
speak too much before they shut us down.
Yeah, we're building.
We're building some.
We're building, OC,
I got some questions for you.
Go ahead. What
this
you got
is some good stuff. This is a good one. First of all, from Jen. Jen, I like this question.
Jen.
What are your early thoughts on Joe Burrow?
Mm-hmm.
Can he thrive with Zach Taylor's questionable play calling? I like that. Can I take it first, Hosey?
Please.
Joe Burrow is going to be a star.
Mm-hmm. He's already a star in my book.
Yeah, I love him.
I love him.
Joe Burrow is getting his head knocked off.
Yep.
There's one thing you have to do, and I saw this happen with David Carr when I was in Houston. Quarterbacks, when they're young, you don't want them getting hit too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to bounce back for, right, OC?
They get gunshot.
You start looking at the rush come at you because you're trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Taylor is – what he's doing now is he's – what you said, questionable play calling,
mm-hmm.
that's all he's doing is play calling.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have – you know, play calling has to rhyme, right? It has to have, like, this kind of flow.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't call plays.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of be setting things up, right?
Yep.
This is why the best ones were like, man, this is magic. You're not seeing that. You got to protect this guy if you want him to be great in the future. What are your thoughts?
I think that you're correct, but I don't think from everything I know about this guy
mm-hmm.
and from everything I've seen from him, I don't think it matters how much he gets hit. This guy is never going to back down.
You are probably right.
Never.
This dude's got it. He's a different breed, isn't he?
Never.
I like this kid.
Just look at his – all you got to do is look in his eyes, bro. Just look in his eyes.
Yeah.
The eyes tell you everything you need to know.
He's tough.
He's not going to – I bet you could sack him 12 times. He's just going to get right back up and go right back to the huddle and keep balling.
I
and he's a really, really good football player,
yeah.
man. I got confidence in him.
I, I would follow him.
Yeah.
I would play for that dude. Yeah, I like it. We're Joe Burrow fans. We just want the guy to get protected back there. Mm-hmm. Mark Jones, OC.
Mark Jones. Who?
What? Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike That's Jones. What I just saw. Mike Jones. a Cowboys Super Bowl win or Jay Bell winning Strictly? Which is more likely? Ooh, Mark Jones.
I would say that the odds of Jay Bell winning Strictly are at least 10 to 15 times higher.
Woo! Woo!
The Cowboys winning the Super Bowl.
I would agree.
At least 10 to 15 times
higher. I would agree.
Cowboys have no chance.
Based on their performance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. I would agree. Not no mine because I haven't performed anything yet.
Doesn't matter.
So, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Mm-mm. Lots of people asking.
Black people are winning everything this year.
What?
Black people are winning everything. Don't even matter. It's a good time to be a black person. Oh my God. Can I say that? No, I can't say that. Can I?
I mean, if it gets that might get edited out. I'm not sure. Oh gosh.
Gonna use that white guilt this year, buddy. What?
What
did you say?
What?
You mean you're not going to make me win? Must be because I'm black. Can't be because I can't dance. Cannot be that. Cannot be that. You better vote for me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm definitely going to win.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how we got here, but we did. I had to put the mic down. So if that's edited out or not,
oh no,
put the fact that I had to put
the mic
down.
I stand by it.
Oh God.
I stand by my statements.
Okay. Okay. Lots of people asking OC, can Dan Quinn survive? What's wrong in Atlanta? How do the Falcons turn this around? All want to know about your Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. Well, let me say this. Let me say this about Atlanta. They, from the owner, Arthur Blank, down to the equipment manager, Kenny, Jason, these are fantastic people.
Everybody talks highly about that organization.
Fantastic people. Fantastic. I went down there. I was only there for 2 years. And these are great people. Dan Quinn, great, great person. We know a guy, Adam, who's coaching down there. Great coach.
Great teacher.
What is happening down there makes me sick to my stomach. Right? Excuse me. And the only reason why is because I hate this for them. These are good people, you know. They don't deserve this, man. They deserve better than this. And I'm talking about as, you know, a team, as a city, as coaches, as players. Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, they deserve better than this. Something is wrong there. Something is wrong in Atlanta. This isn't about Dan Quinn. Mm. This isn't about the current coaching staff. This was happening when I was there. This was happening before I was there. We came here to London. Mm. I was with the Atlanta Falcons. We were playing Detroit. Up 21 points in, might have been like 7 minutes ago. We lost that game.
What happens? What do you see? What did you see in that moment that could give us a clue of what happens?
Everything that could possibly go wrong, everything goes wrong. Everything. Mm. Matt could be playing. Matt, I feel like, is one of the top five quarterbacks in this league.
Their offense is unbelievable.
Right?
They score points.
Matt could be playing an unbelievable game. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Third down and 10. The one thing you can't do is throw an interception or fumble the ball. I'm just talking about, I'm not saying specifically, I'm just saying in this one instance, mm-hmm. the one thing you can't do is throw an interception or fumble. There'd be an interception or he'd fumble. It never fails. And you're looking, you're like, but how? And it, oh, right here, you can't miss this block. Mm-hmm. You can't miss this block right here. Can't.
Any other play, we would have got away with it.
You can't. Offensive lineman will miss that block. You can't miss this field goal here. Miss the field goal. You can't get this punt blocked here. Punt to be blocked. It's almost like they're snake bitten. Do you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know what to blame it on, because this has happened under multiple coaches, multiple coaching staffs. I don't know what to blame it on. But this always seems to happen. And it is so unfortunate, man, because it's a great franchise, great people. Just something is wrong.
Yeah, you feel bad too when the players obviously want to play hard for the staff.
Hard, yeah.
Because you saw last year when Dan Quinn and his job was on the line, those guys really stepped up.
Yeah.
I will say one thing, follow the money. There's so much money invested in offense, not as much on defense. And usually what the money players always got to play well, right? Mm-hmm. They always got to step up. And you know, maybe that is part of the problem. It isn't distributed enough. But how can you, when you have superstars like you have with Julio and Matt Ryan, things like that? I don't know. You know, we don't have the answer.
No answers. Sorry.
Sarah SML. What does that mean?
Shaking
Sarah
my
SML.
Leg. Shaking my leg.
Yeah.
It's usually SMH. Shaking my head.
Sarah, shake my leg.
Shaking my leg. Yep.
I like this one. You're going to like this one, too. Okay. You're going to like this one. Sarah has delivered us a good one.
Okay.
Are you guys going to watch the big match? It's up this week.
Mm-hmm.
Trump versus Biden.
Mm.
I was reading something interesting about that, about how both of the sides prepare for this upcoming debate. One out of three. This is the first one. Presidential debate. And it just made me think of two different opponents with two different styles, and one of them doesn't really like his playbook.
Mm-hmm.
one of them. Well, remember the quarterback? I'm not even going to throw his name out there, but there was a story about a quarterback who played for the Raiders.
Yep.
Who the team?
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, the team thought he wasn't watching the tape for the blitz pickups, right? Yeah, yeah. So they sent him home with a blank tape. And it came back the next day and they said, hey, did you watch it? And he's like, yeah, I watched everything, coach. Coaches knew it was blank. The man flat out lied, right? I feel like one of these guys, they're like, hey, did you watch the tape? And he's like, of course I watched the tape. Of course I watched it.
But here's the thing about that guy who said he watched the tape, but he didn't. He knows who he's playing against.
Yes.
And he has won.
Not necessarily against him.
Don't matter.
Okay.
He knows his people.
Okay. I'll say this. Keep going, though.
He knows his people.
Keep going, because I have a theory on this.
I literally can't wait to watch.
Yeah.
Number one, because there's a lot at stake.
Yeah.
Number two, because this guy, President Trump, makes me laugh.
He's a reality TV star, man. He knows how to do it, doesn't he?
Jason, this guy is hilarious. Mm-hmm. Are you when I watch what's going on in America, right? It is almost beyond belief. Almost beyond belief. Because the way this guy is operating, He has thrown all the rules of America's democracy. He just throw them out the window. He's like, it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Or he's stretching the rule book in ways that no one has ever pushed it that far before.
Jason, you think we've seen gangsters? We haven't seen a gangster like this before. This is a different level of. He's operating like a dictator in America. And I never thought that I would see something like this. Just the whole way America is, the way it's been set up, the way we've seen America, I just have never seen it. And so I'm fascinated by what I'm looking at. Because I'm like, this isn't, he's got his family in high positions. He's like a Nigerian dictator, bro.
That's what I was going to say to you. Your experience from home, you just see.
It's the same thing.
Oh, got it.
It's the exact same thing.
That's what's fascinating about this, that you have that experience where you're like, you've seen this before.
It's the same thing, but in America.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. And he's so funny. It's Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe.
let's break this down like it was an opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for fun. I don't know where we are, Simon. Do we got 5 minutes? Okay.
I gotta go to the dentist soon.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, quick. Real quick.
Yeah.
Because I was reading something about this and it was kind of fascinating.
Sleepy Joe! This guy's just insulting people.
He does.
What?
Okay. So, these two opponents, right? It's the matchup, right? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
So, what I've read is this. One thing, I think it was in Harvard Business Review, and it wasn't about this, but it kind of made me think about this. And it was, how do you win a fight with a bully?
Yeah.
You know, how do you, are you able to articulate yourself when someone is just a bully? And however, all the strategies we know bullies use. So I'm reading that, and I'm like, oh, gosh, this makes a lot of sense, right? And you could see, I'm reading another political article about how Biden is getting prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of discussing that kind of narrative, like how he's going to have to handle that. One thing was really slick, though, and this is where the game's going to be won or lost. How is Biden going to call out or approach when Trump throws out these falsehoods?
Yeah.
Because he cares nothing about fact checks, mm-hmm. but he just throws them out there. So Biden's going to have to find a way. That's going to be his, like, adjustment, mm-hmm. right? It's like if I was to say something, and right before I said something, and I'm just completely lying, and you said, oh, there's another one.
Yep.
There's another one. Like, you just almost – you didn't even go down that street with me.
Mm-hmm.
You just – To the viewer, there goes another one.
Yep.
Look, there he goes again.
Yep.
You know, to get, because remember, you want, the people can't believe it.
Yep.
Right? So if he finds a way to do it in an entertaining way, like, there he goes again, just like he said that. There he goes, there he goes, there he goes. One thing about Trump, he's always on offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his defense is offense.
Mm-hmm.
So when he has to adjust to that and he feels disrespected, that's the win. That's what I see, is how is Biden going to handle that?
Here's
and the attacks.
Yeah, here's, I think, the difference between
– why do we love this?
The difference between Biden and everybody else Trump has faced, even the Republican primaries, you know, all the people he faced there, whether it was Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, you know, Bush – going up into when he went up against Hillary Clinton, he's not going to be able to bully Joe Biden.
No, he's not.
He's not. Biden's
been through a lot in life.
Yeah, and he has that. He's got an edge to him.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
from Pittsburgh, man.
Yeah. I feel like if, you know, Trump tries that stalking thing he was doing with Clinton,
Biden might punch
him in his face. He might. I get the feeling that Biden might actually do something like that.
And he's prepared. He's seen all the tricks.
Yeah. So I don't think he's going to be able to – it's not going to come across the way he usually does in these circumstances. Mm. It's just not. So I think it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting dynamic to watch them. It's today, right? The first debate is today.
Yeah. Sarah, you know what you're –
interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how that – plays out.
Let's see how this breaks down. There's games everywhere, OC. Mm. Games on the field, off the field, people's credit cards not working, all that, bro. Mm. Uprise all day. We are out. Holla at you next week.
Been around the world, seen so many girls, but never seen nobody like you. Been so many places and seen so many faces, but I never thought I'd find someone like you. Mamacita,
Senorita, I never leave her. Good cause I need her. Mamacita, Angelina, you deserve a trophy. Cause you're a winner. I don't tell no lie, you see. You're a blessing in disguise to me. Take you to Mr. Chow and get a table for two. Financially stable, I'm able for you. Cause it's your birthday.